Hey guys, welcome to the Life Group Leader Podcast. I'm Pastor Pierre, and so we are at the spring Life Group sessions. Can you believe it? We're at our third session of Life Groups, 8 weeks. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for signing up to be Life Group Leaders again. And we have some new Life Group Leaders. I want to welcome Ken and Connie Howes and Pastor Christian and Pastor Amanda to our Life Group Leader podcast, as well as Pastor Ben and Amber are joining us again for Life Group Leaders. So thank you guys so much for being Life Group Leaders this session for us. It's going to go 8 weeks, starting this week, March the 24th on Sunday, and going through the week of Mother's Day, May 12th. So that brings up right away a question that I've gotten a couple times I'll address on the podcast is that, you know, the first week is really kind of heading into Easter weekend. So for those of you guys that are having Life Group on Fridays, you know what? You can really, with your discretion, feel free to take off Good Friday, especially because we have Good Friday service this next week, I believe at 6:30. So totally understand. We kind of don't want to have the conflict, but we also would respect if you guys wanted to do Life Group and do it anyways, you're more than welcome to. That being said, if you feel like you want to take it off for just family reasons or to be at the Good Friday service, then you're more than welcome to do that. Again, I just want to stress that the fact that the Life Groups are really meant to just be a way to connect week to week, that if we have to cancel, some of you guys have multiple weeks, you are going to be out of town in the spring, or you're going to need to cancel, you know, for whatever sickness. Again, hopefully you know by now that is not a big deal to us. Missing a few weeks, or, you know, 6 weeks is better than none, right? So if you miss a couple, two or three, don't worry about it. Don't let, you know, whatever goes down. But if you're planning on doing 2 or 3 weeks or something different, that's okay. Obviously, we would prefer if we could always try to stick to as many as possible, just for the sake of the health of the group. But ultimately, it's not a big deal. Don't want anyone to feel stressed about it or feel bad. That does not preclude you from being a Life Group leader. So feel free in that. We definitely, you know, want you to be well at communicating to your group, though, so that they don't show up unexpected or find out that you're out of town by some other means. So just do your best to communicate to your groups that you're going to get from sign-up sheets, or the ones that you guys that are full are going to hopefully continue having good contact with. Which reminds me, on the first week, even if you have sort of a sign-up sheet, make sure you get everyone's information. If you're missing someone from a sheet or whatever, make sure that this first session that you guys meet, whatever that is, to get of, if you can get of someone's name and phone number, so that at least one of you as leaders can, whoever's really good at the social media or the messaging better than the other on the phone, to reach out to everyone week to week with updates. And especially if you have to cancel, we don't want anyone not knowing, just for the sake of keeping everyone up to speed on what's going on with your group. So that's information that I wanted to share. The next thing is we'll get into the Life Group Leader questions. So we're entering into the Easter weekend as we're talking about the week series. So this Sunday is going to be a Palm Sunday message. When you first start off your Life Group questions, you're going to want to go through the fun getting to know you questions. We have a couple to choose from. And as I've found out, there's many of you that either have better ideas, and go for it. Use your questions that you come up with that you feel like are going to work for the group better. Or if you have a different idea for icebreakers, we're just trying to allow for some time of having fun, lighthearted questions or getting to know each other kind of questions, so that you can have more than just the topic stuff of the messages. So again, make sure you do that. And that's why we give you a couple of questions, lame as some of them may be, just so that you can have a starting point. And if you feel like you have better questions, go for it. That's more than awesome. I don't take it personal at all. Anyway, and then once you get through those, you're going to get into the digging deeper section, where this week's scriptures are on there. Matthew 21, 1 through 11 is the main ones. I mean, it's basically leading up to Palm Sunday, Jesus entering to the town of Jerusalem and the crowd and everything. So Pastor Ben's going to really be talking about that. So be paying attention this Sunday as best as you can to, you know, even though it's Social Sunday, we're going to be worrying about getting, you know, set up down there. Some of you, anyway, so as you start going through the questions, then Ben's got some great questions about, you know, misunderstandings that the Jews might have had long awaiting the Messiah. So talk about those things. Again, study his notes, and also on the website and on the app, we have the online notes for the church service. So, you know, you can always have that up you know, as a tool with you, along with the questions, if you want the scriptures, all the scriptures, because I usually put the main scripture up on the questions, Life Group Leader questions, but there's more points that you may be able to draw from the online notes that we provide on Sundays. So I know there's some other suggestions out there that we're working on as far as trying to help with deeper content. Not quite there yet, but for now, go ahead and just, you know, pull up those online notes that we have on the church. Take your own notes if you can. That way it's going to give you some more rich stuff to talk about. Okay? So just go through those questions. And then at the end, you know, of course, wherever Pastor Ben lands on the ending or where you guys land, the question, you know, what does that look like for you? What are some practical ways that you can apply what you learned? And then close out in prayer. And then remember to make sure you mingle after the meeting, especially the first few meetings, again, if you have new people, just so that you can build that rapport with others so that you can get to know them, make them feel comfortable. And then that'll just go a long way in solidifying your group and the connection that you guys are doing for these next 8 weeks. Okay. Those of you that have open groups, we do ask to try to be down there, by the way. We're not going to have every table up like we did last time. We're just going to have one table, but it'd be awesome if you're a first time life group leader or you have openings in your group to be down there so that people can connect to you if they're looking for a new life group. Okay. And those of you that are full, that have communicated to me that you're full, don't worry about being there. That's okay. We're not expecting you to be at the tables just because really your groups are not really open to the masses. So don't worry about that. But those of you that are open and looking, hopefully you can join us down after church, down at the foyer in front of the gym, because that's where we're going to be doing the signups this time around. And then after, again, these next 8 weeks around the May 12th timeframe, we're going to be done with life groups and then we'll have an entire summer break. We'll later on down the road be sharing some ideas we have for the summer. Not related to life groups at all, just as a church life. And then we will then at some point be getting in contact with you guys about the fall life groups that start up in September. So thank you guys again so much for doing this. And again, if you have any questions, if you have any issues, reach out to me. We'll try to help you sort them out or give you the answers and the resources you need. So thanks again. And I hope you have an awesome, awesome session with life groups. And let's pray this out. Father, we just thank you that you are with us as a church, as individuals. I pray for the life group leaders, Lord. May their lives, Lord, just really flow well through this next session. Lord, with the balancing life and family and church and life groups, Lord, we just pray that everything goes well. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we are called to you. And therefore, Lord, we are going to have seasons for us to do things, to love others, to reach out to others, to be there for others. So Lord, we just pray that you will help us to stay in your peace and in your anointing. And Holy Spirit, thank you that you're going to guide us as leaders, as we lead our groups. And we thank you for this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you guys so much. And I will talk to you guys next week.